Good morning. It's Saturday, June 27th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a former White House insider is now facing sentencing. John Bolton, who served as President Donald Trump's national security advisor, pleaded guilty to one count of illegally retaining classified information tied to diary entries he kept while in office. Prosecutors said some of the material contained top-secret national defense information that Bolton later shared with family members. Under the plea agreement, he faces up to 5 years in prison, will pay a $2.25 million fine, and must cooperate with national security officials. Trump reacted by saying he hoped Bolton would be dealt with harshly. Bolton's sentencing is scheduled for October, bringing a years-long investigation closer to its conclusion. Another news. A closed-door congressional hearing ended abruptly Friday when billionaire investor Leon Black walked out after refusing to answer questions about non-disclosure agreements linked to his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. The House Oversight Committee immediately issued subpoenas demanding documents and sworn testimony. Black acknowledged paying Epstein $158 million over several years, but maintains the payments were for legitimate tax and estate planning advice. He also denied any involvement in abuse, trafficking, or illegal activity. Committee leaders from both parties say they intend to continue the investigation, while Black's legal team dismissed the subpoenas as politically motivated. The inquiry remains focused on uncovering Epstein's connections to influential figures. Around the world, tensions in the Gulf have escalated once again. The United States carried out airstrikes on Iranian missile, drone, and radar facilities after a cargo ship was attacked in the Strait of Hormuz, despite an existing ceasefire between Washington and Tehran. U.S. Central Command said the operation was a direct response to what it called an unprovoked drone strike on commercial shipping. Iran insisted the vessel had entered an unauthorized route and accused the U.S. of violating ongoing negotiations. President Trump warned Iran against further attacks, while Vice President J.D. Vance said violence would be met with violence. The latest exchange raises fresh concerns about stability in one of the world's most important shipping corridors. Another news. A diplomatic breakthrough may offer hope for a calmer northern border. Israel and Lebanon signed a U.S. brokered framework agreement in Washington aimed at strengthening security and moving toward lasting peace. The deal calls for Lebanon's armed forces to gradually restore authority across the country while working toward the disarmament of non-state armed groups. Hezbollah is not a party to the agreement, leaving uncertainty over whether fighting in southern Lebanon will fully stop. Secretary of State Marco Rubio described the framework as an important first step, while Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israeli forces would remain in parts of southern Lebanon until Hezbollah disarms. Implementation will now determine whether diplomacy can succeed where previous ceasefires have struggled. Another news. An extraordinary heat wave continues to grip Europe, setting new temperature records and straining public services. Germany recorded a provisional June high of 41.3 degrees Celsius, while Belgium and the Netherlands also saw record-breaking temperatures. Across the continent, concerts, festivals, sporting events, and public gatherings have been canceled as hospitals deal with increasing numbers of heat-related illnesses. Health officials in France and Spain have reported rising deaths linked to extreme temperatures, while climate scientists warn the current heat wave is among the most severe ever recorded in the region. Forecasters expect dangerous conditions to persist into the weekend, with authorities urging people to avoid outdoor activity and stay hydrated. Now, you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.